We are doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Balak. We know in our Parsha, the prophet of the nations, Bilam, speaks of the Jewish people and says, Hin'am kilavi yaku. Behold, this nation will arouse like a young lion, says the Rebbe of Slonim. Hin'am kilavi yakum v'cha'ari yitnasa. This nation will arouse like a young lion. He will become great like a mature lion. Lo yishkav ad yochal teref. He will not rest till he eats his prey.
This is from a quote from this week's parsha.
That's in this week's parsha. Ita b'midrash. The Medrash Rabba says, al pasuk ze, on this verse it says, hin am kilavi yakum, behold the nation arouses like a young lion, en uma ba'olam kayitzeven. There is no nation in the world like them. Harei en yeshenin min ha-Torah u'min ha-Mitzvot. They go to sleep out of Torah and mitzvot, haynu mitoch esek ha-Torah v'kiyum ha-Mitzvot. Out of delving in Torah and performance of mitzvot. V'omdin mishnatan ka-arayot. They arouse from their sleep like lions. V'chotvin kriyat shema. They grab a mitzvah as they awake. They say shema. U'mamlechin la-kadosh baruch hu. They accept God's kingdom. Perush shemiyad bikumam. Meaning right away when they awaken in the morning, Ka'ari yitnasa, they arouse like a lion, likor kriyat shma, litpalel velekeyem mitzvot. To read shma, to pray and perform mitzvot. The verse continues and the medrash continues on the verse, lo yishkav ad yochal teref, he doesn't rest till he eats his prey, shekodem sheshochev al mitato, before they lie on their beds, kore kriyat shma, they also read shma, ukshumer shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And when they say that verse, Hear, O Israel, Hashem our God, Hashem is one, Nechalim kol hamechablin mipanav. All the terrorists get consumed from before him.
Terrorists?
Mechablin are things that destroy, that harm. Umlachshin acharav. And they have no choice but to whisper after him. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Leolam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of his glorious or onerous kingship for eternity. Uvochin, and they must leave. So whatever spirits would want to harm a person when he says Shema, they cannot harm him at night. The Shema causes them to have to answer. They have to say Baruch Shem, and they run away. Behold, pasuk ze, behold this verse, moreh al godel avatam shel Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. It shows the great love of the Jewish people for God. Shebeshochvam uvkumam, when we lie and when we arise, mamlechim laKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize, we anoint God as our King, so to speak. V'chotvin kriyat shema, we grab the mitzvah of reading shema, umitzvot, and other mitzvot, migodel avatam l'Hashem itvarach, out of our great love for Hashem. Ukvar amru chazal, and our sages already said in the Talmud in Sanhedrin, mibirchotav shel oto rasha, from the blessings of that wicked one, from the blessings of Bilam, anu l'medim ma yav libo lekalam, we can understand what he had in his heart, what his intent was to curse. Uvechol birchotav shel Bilam, and in all of Bilam's blessings, what we see is ro'im et godel ha'ava ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. We see the great love between God and the Jewish people. Hinam ki elavi yakum. Look at this nation that arouses like a lion for their God. Lo yivit aven b'Yakov. God saw no iniquity among Jacob. Lo ra'amal b'Yisrael. He saw nothing wrong among the Jewish people. Hashem Elokav imo. Look, Hashem is God is with them. Utrat melech bo. They blow their horn in honor of their king. V'chein ki lo nachash b'Yakov. Jacob doesn't have to go after soothsayers. They don't have to go after fortune tellers. They're connected to God. He keeps speaking about this tremendous connection between us and God. All these verses point to the great love of God. Shisraelo avin takadosh baruch hu, we love Hashem, akadosh baruch hu ohev Yisrael, God loves us. Umikan anu meidin, shekol haklalot sheya belibo lekalam, from here we can understand. All the curses that he wanted to curse, hayu gam ken binyan ze. We're also focused on this point. Sheratza lasot perut ben akadosh baruch hu v'Yisrael. He wanted to create a divide between Hashem and the Jewish people. He wanted to mention, they're not perfect. Look at them. It's not like we're perfect. He had what to say. That's what he wanted to say. But God didn't let him say that. He had to say, look at the love. Look at how good they are. And like the holy Ari said, it's before the Ari. I don't know why he quotes it from the Ari. It's in the Targum Yonasan. It's in other places. It's in Chazal. That Bilam was the neshama of Lavan. V'zeo arami oved avi. I guess the continuation is from the Arizal. That when we say that Lavan was the Armenian who wanted to destroy everything, shebikesh la'kor et hakol, he wanted to uproot everything, shekol ha'kiyum shel Am Yisrael hu ha'kesher shelem im HaKadosh Baruch. Our existence revolves around our connection with Hashem. Uvezez aman bilam lasot pirud, and that's what Bilam wanted to enter. That's where he wanted to place a divide. That's where he wanted to breach the connection between us and Hashem. Vezoyta klalashet Bilam, and that was really Bilam's curse. What did he want to curse us with? He wanted to show the divide. Kedita shiratzal lomat kalem. The Talmud says Bilam knew that split second when God was angry at the Jewish people. And had he gotten that split second, he would have destroyed us. So Tosfos says, wait a second. It's a split second. What could Bilam have said in a split second? Says Tosfos, he could have said one word. Kalem. Destroy them. Had he said that one word, he would have wiped us out. One word. But if you get the right moment, it has power. Tosfos gives another answer. Tosfos says, maybe if you start at the right moment, then even though you're continuing off the moment, what Bilam would have said would have had power. The Hainu, and that is Sheim Nifsaka Kesha Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yisrael Harei Ze Bchinat Kalem. That if he could just create a divide between Hashem and us, that's this concept of destroy them. Should we do one more paragraph or pause here? One more, Yav Koch? Yeah? V'chen Ita V'Midrash. And that's what the Medrash says in Shir HaShirim in the Song of Songs. Al HaPasuk, the verse says, Mayim rabim lo yuchilu lechabot et ahava. Tremendous waters could not quench, could not put out the flame of love. Mayim rabim, who are these great waters? Elu umot ha'olam, these are the nations. Lo yuchilu lechabot et ahava, they could not put out the flame of love. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu hev li'Yisrael, that God loves the Jewish people. וכן השרים של האומות למעלה מבקשים תמיד לכבות את האהבה. And so too the angels above that represent the different nations, they also consistently try to put out this fire of love between us. כמו שכתב הרבי הקדוש מקוז'ניץ בעבודת ישראל, like the Rebbe of Kozhnitz wrote in the work עבודת ישראל, על הפסוק כי חוק לישראל הוא משפט לאלוקי יעקב. The verse says that the day of Rosh Hashanah is a statute, is law for the Jewish people. It is justice for the God of Yaakov. Shekav yecholam katragim osim mishpat. Madua nikra kadosh baruch hu elokei Yaakov. That the angels above, who represent the other nations, they come with a claim. Why are you called the God of Yaakov? Aren't you the God of the world? Harei Yisrael gam ken chotim. Look at them. They also sin, the Jews. Umadua mityaches rak aleihem. So why are you only called the God of Yaakov? הקטגוריה הגדולה ביותר של הסיטרא אחרא היא מה שהם מבקשים לעשות פירוד בין הקדוש ברוך הוא וישראל. The greatest harm, the greatest claim that the attorney in heaven can make against us is when they want to make a divide between us. וזו הייתה הצעת בלעם. I want to add a point. Some of our listeners don't like when I add points. But the listeners here voted last time that I should add thoughts of my own. So in that vein, I'm going to listen to you and not to them, and they'll forgive me. Or they won't forgive me, but you guys come first.
And they'll not come to understand the right.
Let's think for a second. The Netivot Shalom is stressing the world above. The Netivot Shalom is stressing that Bilam wanted to breach from above between God and us by pointing out our sins. How did Bilam ultimately succeed? By working the other way, making a sin from below. But perhaps we could take this thought and apply it to ourselves, to every person's battle. Very often, a person wants to grow in Torah. A person wants to advance. And then the Yetzer Hara works like Bilam. Then the Yetzer Hara walks in and does the same thing Bilam did. He says, look at what's wrong with them. What did Bilam want to do? He wasn't going to invent new sin. He was going to change the focus from the love to the sin. Once he does that, then he could create a divide between us and Hashem. Well, the Yetzer Hara within us works the same way. A person wants to grow in Torah, and the Yetzer Hara comes and says, wait a second, who are you? Think about what you've done in life. The same thing Bilam wanted to do. He comes and says, you're not connected, you're going to do that, look at you. How many people do not grow because they're limited by their past? When it comes to investments, we have a rule. You look at an investment and you see the history of the investment, you cannot project into the future. All you see is history. That proves nothing as to what will be tomorrow. The stock has been going up and up and up. All that shows is that it's been going up and up and up. Tomorrow it could drop. It proves nothing.
Maybe it's going down and down and down. Does that mean it's going up and up and up tomorrow? That's a different question.
It could be. It could go both ways. History doesn't prove the future. There's been a steady decline. Okay, but now let's turn it up.
What did you translate Sitachla as the prosecutor?
I translated the Kategoria as the prosecutor. No. Sitracha is the other side, whatever that means. No, you're right, I didn't go into it. But I think that every person has to think about working on this. This is one of, you want Hasidut? This is Hasidut. Hasidut focuses on the positive, on the happiness in Avodat Hashem. Hasidut says, look at you. You were given a gift. You're a representation of Hashem down below. Your neshama is holiness. Hashem put down this fire that could ignite the whole world. But part of it is focusing on the positive. So I think if we take the point that he said and just apply it to ourselves, not just apply it the way he said it, what was Bilam doing between Hashem and us? Okay, but what does the Yetzirah do between us and Hashem? It's just the converse of what he said. וזהו מדעית שהייתה אז עת צרה לישראל שמעולם לא היה כמוה ולעולם לא יהיה. And that's the concept that Chazal teach us, that that time, the time when Bilam was looking to curse us, was a period of danger for the Jewish people, a period of tzara, that there never was a period as dangerous as that time, and there never again will be a period as dangerous. לפי שבילם זמם לנתק את הקשר בין ישראל לקדוש ברוך הוא. Because Bilam was plotting to sever the tie between us and Hashem. And again, applying it to ourselves, we have to remember, the most dangerous point a person can be in is when he says, no, I'm not. When he looks at his negative. He wasn't going to invent sins. Bilam was just going to focus on what we really did. Bilam was going to point out, look, they sinned here, they sinned there. Look at what they've done. The same thing applies to ourselves.
How does one do tshuva if you don't focus on
the
past mistakes?
So, you're in Mechon Meir, the yeshiva that was built by Rav Pigun, a disciple of Merkaz Arav Kook, and Rav Kook wrote a beautiful work about tshuva, Orot HaTshuva, in which he discusses the balance of happiness and sadness that go into tshuva. This is a complicated concept. It's a little bit difficult to summarize it in 1 second. But a person cannot be enveloped by sadness. That's one. And a person has to, on the one hand, contend with his past, think about what he's done wrong. But there are times in life, and very often in life, more time must be spent in focusing on building the future than correcting the past. There are times in which we do have to go back and think, okay, what did I do wrong? How will I correct it? But what very often happens is that the past saddens us, limits us, constricts us, prevents us from moving forward. And a person would do better to focus on making tomorrow better than thinking about how to correct yesterday's mistakes. That doesn't mean we can ignore yesterday's mistakes. There will come a time when we will have to deal with them. But a person must be at a place where he can deal with them. And very often when a person is focused on correcting yesterday's mistakes, he cannot make tomorrow any better. And then he will ultimately be spending the next day correcting tomorrow's mistakes. So a person must first step out of the mud before he can clean himself off. Stepping out of the mud is making tomorrow and the next day and the next year better. So even though, yes, there are laws of tshuva, and part of tshuva is that we fix the past and we regret the past, but sometimes, and I think in our scenario here in Mechon Meir, we must first step forward and forward and forward. And after we've made quite a journey, a lot of the mud will have fallen just by the mere fact that we've advanced. And whatever's left to clean off, we can take piecemeal. We can take off.
But that's why we don't automatically tell a person, you know, you have to change a million things. A person walks into Machon Meir, we don't tell him all about Shabbos, because the person can't handle all of that. Walk in, first we show him a little bit, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, and slowly a person can grow. And the growth usually automatically will bring with it elements and strengths, the capacity to do tshuva. Whereas if growth begins with regretting the past, the person cannot grow. He doesn't have the strength. He won't have the strength to fix the past. He'll sink in his remorse and his regret. My humble opinion. Okay, we'll pick up here tomorrow.